after. What the plan lacked in specifics, I made up for with enthusiasm, rushing out to find a motorcycle just 2 months prior to my proposed departure. I bought a used 2001 Kawasaki KLR650, chosen on the merits of its large-capacity fuel tank, cost efficiency, and simplicity of design. The bike operates on technology developed in the 1980s, which makes it easy to repair with a hammer and duct tape in the rare event of a mechanical failure. This particular machine had 9,000 kilometers on the odometer and had already taken its former owner into the wilds of Alaska. In other words, it had far more experience than I did. Now, the KLR is neither handsome nor particularly smooth to ride. The engineers responsible for its design possibly took their cues from a pneumatic jackhammer. It looks like a big green and silver dirt bike and finds itself equally at home on dirt trails and the highway. That is to say, it does everything reasonably well, but nothing particularly well. It is too heavy for off-road use and too tall and light for highway comfort. Still, for this trip, it was the right machine. Almost as an afterthought, I decided to find a travel partner. The ideal companion would have Spanish skills, mechanical aptitude, and experience with travel and motorcycles. He would be optimistic, easygoing, and with only 1 month remaining before I